track number 11. Listen to this sample. Explain what is wrong.
I put down the vocals just drowned out on this.
The vocals are buried. That's correct. Anything that would say the band is too loud or the vocals are too soft or the vocal is too soft. Here's the corrected sample. I'm so happy the sun is shining
in my soul. Now that I found him. Much better. Now the funny part is we all know there are some singers that you do this to on purpose.
This is true.
And not this young lady.
This is true. And that's another important part of the test in general. I'll talk about that for just a second. I've had some people ask, well, why is it so important to know intonation when the sound guy can't change that anyway?
Right.
He's sitting back at the board. He can't do a thing about it.
By the way, intonation
being whether
everybody's playing on key, in key, or singing on key.
Whether singers are in tune or in pitch, or whether instruments are in pitch.
Right.
And where that comes to play, especially in a in an environment where there is no producer involved, a lot of times the sound guy arbitrarily is put in the position of you're the producer, you're the guy in charge. Now, if you have a vocalist up there or a group of vocals and one of them is really standing out, he happens to be out of pitch. And I've had this happen in scenarios where I'm doing live events where I've had a person come over to me, a director of an event, and say, you know, so-and-so down here, number five on the microphone down there, he's not always in pitch. So don't push him up too far.
Right. And so you can, as now the producer, kind of, sound person, manipulate the board a bit. And not make that so obvious.
Correct, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Keep the guy who's out of pitch down.
Sure.
Same thing with guitars. I've seen scenarios where a guitar might break a string or something, but he keeps playing instead of stopping. And there may be also a keyboard that's still playing well. When that guitar goes out of pitch, you're better off pulling him back a little bit. Save your audience some of that
pain.
And let something else take over.